Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Get Your Mojo Back. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about getting your mojo back. There is a way of being that you've probably experienced many times in your life when you're really on form, firing on all cylinders and living in a way that feels true to who you are. It might be that when you're like this, you feel especially creative and charismatic, quick-witted, enthusiastic, and curious about life and the world around you. It might be that you naturally have more drive, more energy, more passion, and that your sense of what's possible for you is enriched and expanded. It's as if you can succeed at anything you put your mind to, one way or another. You feel like you're on a roll, you've got your mojo and you're living life to the full. Now, we could talk about all the reasons why a person might temporarily lose their mojo, like overwork, neglecting to look after themselves, or sticking to safe routines that become excessively familiar and repetitive. And we could talk about how a change in someone's lifestyle, where they rest and recharge, reconnect with the activities and people that inspire and fulfill them, and begin to do new things they've never tried before, can help them reawaken their soul, their spirit, and their love of life. But this session isn't about analysing your life in fine detail, or trying to consciously figure out all the things you need to do, because too much thinking and evaluating can actually become a distraction that ends up taking you further away from finding your mojo. This session is instead about beginning the process of change from the inside out, which means letting go of the intellect for a while as you allow yourself to sink down into your body and reconnect with your primal drives, your animal passions, and your raw life force as a human being. Once you've rediscovered your mojo at an instinctive level, you can allow it to show you exactly what it is that you need to be doing to be living your life in a way that fully expresses who you are as a unique individual. So the deeply relaxing hypnotic part of this session is going to help you instinctively and intuitively reconnect with your mojo by going into a deeply absorbed, inwardly focused state of consciousness. As you relax and listen, you'll find that you naturally feel drawn to making all the changes that you need to make in your life, and that you're increasingly experiencing the wonder and the magic of life all over again in new and surprising ways that you might never have expected in the past. So to begin, you can just close those eyes if you haven't yet. And I'd like you to clench both hands into fists, and to really squeeze those fists, as if you're channeling any and all tension that needs to be released into those fists. So do that right now, physically, with your hands, because this is important. We're getting the body involved in this experience. Squeeze the hands tighter into fists. Squeeze the muscles of the forearms, the upper arms. Imagine channeling all stress and tension down into the hands, into the fists. Take in a deep breath. Fill the lungs with air. Squeeze tighter. Hold it. Hold it. And then release completely. Breathe all the way out and allow the hands and the arms to relax completely as you let go. That's it. And allow this relaxation to deepen. Allow it to flow like waves of effortless, flowing relaxation. Now rippling and gliding down through body and mind. And then you can imagine doing that once again in your mind, now. You can imagine those eyelids slowly closing again. You can imagine those hands being clenched into fists, even as the physical hands rest still. Just remember the sensation of squeezing the fists. Remember squeezing them tighter and tighter, even as the physical hands rest still. And you can imagine channeling any stagnant energy down into the hands, any tiredness, any weariness, channeling it into those imaginary fists. Sending any stagnant energy into the body down into the fists as you once again breathe in, deeply and fully. Hold it for a moment. And then release. Breathe all the way out. And imagine the hands unfurling as you get a sense of letting go completely inside now. Now, you know what a sunrise looks like, do you not? The beginning of a new day. And you know the colours that begin to illuminate the morning sky. The glowing hues of pink from the sunlight. The sky becoming bluer and brighter overhead. The growing warmth of the light. The fresh possibilities of this new beginning and the awe of this sight that is always unique. And you can get a sense of breathing this in. Breathing in this morning sunlight now. Breathing it deep into the lungs. Deep breathing all the way in. Revitalizing the body fully with each breath. Because inspiration comes from inspiring yourself at the most primal level of breathing in fully and breathing out old patterns of thought that no longer serve you, allowing them to transmute into sparks of light in front of you. Transmuted into pure energy, released for good. Gone now. That's it. Breathing in the warmth of the morning sun. Breathing out old patterns of thought, old attitudes that need to be released, allowing them to transmute into sparks of light, free to go their own way, making space for the new. Breathing in the golden light of the morning sun. breathing out old, out-of-date attitudes about yourself and the world that can be released completely now into sparks of light, making space for the new. Breathing in the new, breathing out what needs to be let go of, opening to what's new in a way that can feel very good. And this process can continue in your inner mind for as long as it needs to, until a deep release takes place, a deep letting go, a deep coming home to yourself. And as that continues, you can allow the rest of you to let go even more deeply now, beneath all thoughts, beneath all conscious analysis, into a grounded, embodied place of core power, as you soften the muscles of the body, relaxing the facial muscles, loosening the shoulders, and sinking your attention down through the core of the body. That's it. Dropping down from the head, down through the throat, down through the chest, down through the solar plexus area, down into a place that's beneath and behind your navel, coming to rest here in the core of your body, in your body's center of gravity, beginning from here. No need to move. No need to make any effort at all. You can allow yourself to simply be. You can allow yourself to relax and rest twice as deeply. And twice as deeply still. And if someone takes quite some time off from a job or a lifestyle that had become a burden to them, that had been steadily dissipating their life force and their vitality, when they take time off from all of that for days, weeks, even months, they may not even realize the inner release is happening at first. But over time, they begin walking with more of a spring in their step. A weight has been lifted. They begin to smile more freely again. coming back to who they really are. As you get your sparkle back, you get your shine back, and in time, you begin to feel a desire to be doing, to be taking action, to be connecting with the people you love, to be doing the things you love to do in a way that's infectious, a way that inspires others around you, as you really start to get your mojo back. And once upon a time, a beautiful princess sat by an ornate pool in her palace grounds. And as she peered down, admiring her beautiful reflection in the surface of the clear pool, her priceless crown suddenly slipped from her head and into the waters with a splash. She shouted for her attendants to retrieve her precious crown, and they leapt into the waters, frantically searching, scrabbling around, a flurry of activity. But all this effort merely brought up mud and debris from the bottom of the pool, making it even harder to find the missing crown. Eventually, an old storyteller arrived on the scene. And he began to tell such a riveting tale of times gone past that despite themselves, all the princess's aides stopped searching and relaxed. Even the princess momentarily forgot about the missing crown and listened to the man's sweet words. And by the time he'd finished telling his tale, not only had everyone calmed down, but the mud from the pool had settled, and the waters were again clear. And at that point, the storyteller reached down into the water and retrieved the princess's crown, which could now clearly be seen. And there are stories, songs, movies, pieces of music, works of art, places of natural beauty, certain special people, and more, who have, one way or another, made you feel fully alive. A song that speaks to your heart. A place that feels so special for you. A certain person, or several people, you feel profoundly connected to, in a very positive way. And your inner mind knows how it feels for you to be on form, for you to have your mojo fully and completely, always and in all ways. and your inner mind can get a sense of a you who has had all the time they need to take time out from everything that had, once upon a time, been obscuring your mojo from you. Back then in the past, time away from the flurry of inner or outer activity that had been distracting you from the pulsing inner rhythm and life force of your mojo. That's it. Getting a sense of a you over there in front of you, who's now completely at rest, where everything is still and quiet, and there's all the time in the world, all the space and time you need to become clear again. About what's important, and about what you're really about as a person, about what matters to you, about what calls to you most. And you can merge into this deeply relaxed you and experience this complete calm and clarity from the inside now, integrating this even more deeply and completely with each and every breath. That's it. Allowing yourself this time to rest and relax completely now. And again, a little way in front of you, you can just get a sense of a you who is completely revived, completely reinvigorated. And from your body language, your facial expressions, the way you interact with other people, you can really notice how you know that this you, there in front of you, now has mojo, that this you has life force, charisma, enthusiasm, passion, determination, a deep sense of joy, and wonder in how they live their life. And you can merge into this you and integrate this fully and deeply, breathing in the reality of this deeply and completely, and feeling mojo, power, life force flowing through body and mind now. Effortlessly rediscovering this way of being yourself fully. True to yourself, fully, as this way of being flows through the core of who you are and have always been. And you can get a sense of a you a short while from now, perhaps a few hours, perhaps a few days, making changes in how you live your life, as this mojo brings you back to yourself, as it guides you in what you need to say yes to, and what you need to say no to, as day by day, week by week, month by month, you rediscover your path, your way, your mojo. You can get a sense of yourself doing that. And then you can get a sense of yourself having done that. As you merge into the reality of this now, becoming this you, now are fully ready to begin each day anew. Like this, breathing in the dawn of a new day, fully ready, fully yourself, living your life with mojo, always and in all ways, now. And you can listen to this session often. And you can deepen your connection to this primal power, charisma, life force and vitality within you, each time that you do. And for now, it's time to prepare to come all the way back to full alertness, back to the here and now, as you notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, feeling refreshed and alert, and you can begin to come all the way back now, feeling very good, all the way back, and if you like, you can have a nice stretch. And whenever you're ready, just open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this session every day for the first week, and then just as often as you like, until you notice you've fully got your mojo back. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the very best of luck to you.